time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Hurricane Harvey is expected to make landfall as the biggest storm to hit the mainland U.S. in 12 years as a Category 3 hurricane late Friday or early Saturday near Corpus Christi, Texas. Harvey is likely to pack winds of up to 125 miles per hour with sea level surge as high as 12 feet, and it could dump up to 35 inches of rain over parts of Texas. Flood warnings are also in effect for northern Mexico and Louisiana. From CNN.
What we understand from local officials is they're preparing for a storm the likes of which we may have never seen before. Evacuations have been well underway here in Corpus Christi over the course of the last 48 hours. The local mayor here ordering voluntary evacuations, but a lot of people here, they didn't wait for the mayor to say something. They got out of town ahead of time. They're used to this type of weather. They've seen it before. Businesses are boarded up. Schools are closed. The last flight into and out of Corpus Christi Airport left earlier this morning at 6:30 local. Service has been shut down until over the weekend. Local officials here say that they have not officially designated any areas for shelter or relief because they're really encouraging everyone to get out of town. This storm expected to be a big one.
Harvey will be the first major disaster of the Trump administration, and it comes at a time when there are vacancies at the helm of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA. The Department of Homeland Security is also without a permanent leader after General John Kelly moved to be White House Chief of Staff. And the National Hurricane Center is also without a permanent director after its chief resigned in May. The president spent Friday morning tweeting, saying nothing about Texas. Harvey will make landfall just about 5 years to the date after Hurricane Andrew devastated South Florida. Sarah Huckabee Sanders took to the podium for the first on-camera briefing in over 3 weeks. She was grilled on a number of subjects, most notably the president's assertion Tuesday night.
Build that wall. Now, the obstructionist Democrats would like us not to do it, but believe me, if we have to close down our government, we're building that wall.
Yeah. Sir, the president promised over and over again during the campaign that Mexico would pay for the wall. So why is he now threatening a government shutdown if Congress won't pay for it?
The president's committed to making sure this gets done. We know that the wall and other security measures at the border work. We've seen that take place the last decade, and we're committed to making sure the American people are protected. And we're going to continue to push forward and make sure that the wall gets built.
Why is he threatening a shutdown over paying for it? I mean, again, he said over and over again, he talked about the campaign over and over again, he said Mexico's going to pay for the wall. He asked people, his crowds chanted back, and Mexico's going to pay for it. And now he's pushing, threatening a shutdown of the government.
Now, once again, the president's committed to making sure this happens, and we're going to push forward.
Others tried to get a straight answer on why it's up to Congress to fund the wall and not Mexico.
Since the president is going full court press threatening a shutdown over the funding of the wall, does that mean he is abandoning any efforts to negotiate with Mexico any payments for construction of the wall?
I certainly don't think any efforts have been abandoned.
On this threat of the government shutdown, if Congress doesn't secure funding for this wall, how is that not a concession from this White House that Mexico isn't actually going to pay for this wall and American taxpayers will?
Again, this is something the president's committed to. He's committed to protecting American lives, and doing that through the border wall is something that's important. It's a priority, and we're moving forward with it.
But he's not saying that Mexico is going to pay for it.
He hasn't said they're not either.
Sanders also sidestepped a question about a false story the president has been telling.
About a week ago on August 17th, the president again referenced a fictitious story about General Pershing committing a mass execution in the Philippines. A couple questions on that. Does the president know that the story is false? And if so, why does he keep repeating it? And why does the White House think it's appropriate for the president to perpetuate this false story if he hasn't been informed that it's not
I haven't
true.
Had a chance to ask him about that, so I can't speak to it.
Then on the broader point, so the president's spreading false information via his Twitter account that seems to encourage wartime atrocities. No one in the White House has thought to inform him that this
story is
false.
I didn't say no one had. I said I hadn't had that conversation, so I wasn't going to speak to something I wasn't aware of.
Saturday Night Live had one last summer weekend update for us Thursday night, just because we could all use a few laughs right about now.
People ask me, why are you doing a rally only 8 months in? Folks, it's never too early to campaign for 2020. Mike Pence is already doing it. I'm going to give you the hits, electoral map, drain the swamp, lock her up, all of them. But first, I want to talk about Charlottesville. As we all know, there was a tragic victim that came out of Charlottesville, Me. Folks, the media has treated me so unfairly by reporting my entire remarks, even the bad ones. So I wanted to set the record straight about exactly what I said, and I have the transcript right here, okay? I moved on her like a bitch, but I couldn't get there. Now, sorry, that's the wrong question. You had a group on one side that is very bad, neo-Nazis, and you had a group on the other side, and then I didn't say a single word after that. I was sorry. Nothing else was said. Folks, we need to stick together as people, okay? I got
good. And that's a bit of What's News for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. The Nicole Sandler Show and What's News are 100% listener-funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.